With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Most schools in the Los Angeles Unified School District will reopen today. There are around 600 burned structures from the Palisades fire so far, the number expected to rise. The National Weather Service says a red flag alert will stay in effect through Wednesday. That's the highest level alert the agency is capable of issuing. As of late Sunday night, the Palisades fire remains 11% contained with 5 deaths. The Eaton fire, 27% contained with 11. As some homeowners in Pacific Palisades returned to their neighborhood, it's a gut-wrenching time. Craig Benton says there's still one thing he would love to find.
Family heirlooms that are the ones that really hurt the most. We can build a new house. But my father told me his grandmother, so my great-grandmother's wedding ring is somewhere in this pile of ash.
United States Geological Survey says a magnitude 6.2 earthquake hit the region in southwestern Mexico. No reports of damage or casualties. Also at SRNNews.com, people across the southeast digging out from heavy snow. Parts of Arkansas and Oklahoma received over a foot of snow over the last 2 days. Changes may be on the way in health care coverage.
The Supreme Court has agreed to consider some reinstating preventative care coverage requirements under the Affordable Care Act that were struck down by a lower court. The case came before the High Court after the 5th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals sided with employers who argued they can't be forced to provide full insurance coverage for things like medication to prevent HIV and some cancer screenings. The lower court ruling chipped away at the program sometimes referred to as Obamacare, but did not apply to all preventative care coverage. Ron Taylor reporting.
This is SRN News. Your pastor wants you to read the Bible, SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
A lot of churchgoers only hear the scriptures on Sunday morning, but the vast majority of America's Protestant clergymen wish that wasn't so. A new poll released by Lifeway Research finds 99% of pastors encourage the people in the pews to get into the Bible at home. The study finds that clergy use a lot of different inducements, including the offer of a free Bible to anybody that wants one, and regular reminders from the pulpit and on social media. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A new report from the Journal of American Medical Association reveals the spread of transgenderism among the country's children. Looking at insurance claims from 2018 through 2022, the association concludes that thousands of adolescents received puberty-blocking drugs and hormone shots in order to live as the opposite sex. Some of those patients were as young as 13 years old. This is SRN News. Winter weather causing flight delays and cancellations.
Experts have tips on what to do when your itinerary gets scrambled by a storm. Airlines are required to provide refunds for customers whose flights are canceled for any reason. Airlines will try to put you on a later flight, but that depends on the availability of open seats. Go ahead and ask if the airline will book you on another carrier. They aren't required to, but some airlines will on a case-by-case basis. Airlines also are not required to cover lodging and meals for passengers who are stranded. John Scott reporting.
The Wolf Moon is the first full moon of 2025. It'll be at its peak this evening at 5:27 p.m. Eastern Time. For 3 days, the moon will be full beginning last night until Wednesday morning. According to NASA, the name comes from packs of wolves heard howling outside villages amid the cold and deep snows of winter. More details at srnnews.com.